Back here on Husker Radio, we're talking with the voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp, on the line. Mr. Sharp, how are you today?
You know, Huskers are in first place. Anytime I can say that about one of our teams puts me in a pretty good mood, so I'm doing great.
Let's talk Husker baseball. That's who you're referring to, number one in the Big Ten Conference standings right now, 15-6 overall, and if I'm not mistaken, haven't lost a Big Ten series yet, right?
Have not. You know, they had one weekend where they played two different teams, four games, and they went 2-2. But other than that, it has been weekends full of fun by winning series. And that's how you end up in first place. You keep doing that week after week. You're going to like where you are at the end of the season.
Yeah, 6-2 most recently against Maryland, 7-10 loss, and then a 14-3 win. It's kind of how it's been. Couple Saturday losses in the last two weekends, but boy, I really like how you respond on Sunday and late in that game against Maryland. You were able to blow that game open.
It was nice because then you didn't have to use a guy like Spencer Schwellenbach at the end of the game, the grand slam by Bryce Matthews, who's one of the really outstanding and exciting young freshmen in the program. It's been good. Will Bolt likes to refer to Sundays as championship days. If you get to a super regional at some point in time, it's more than likely going to come down to the Sunday game. So many times weekend series has come down to who wins the Sunday match. He really ingrains it in his guys. Those are the games we've really got to be ready to punch our way through. And it was fun on Sunday to get the offense cranked up against the Terps.
Yeah, and you got a guy, in Central Nebraska, a guy in Shea Shaneman. And it's been I don't know if it's more or maybe it just feels like there's more guys, but a lot of Nebraska products really contributing.
Well, Shea just had a great start on Sunday, and I couldn't be more happier for a guy. He had a tough outing the week before in Champaign where he just couldn't find the plate, couldn't settle into the game. But boy, did he bounce back. 11 strikeouts Sunday, that's a career high. Didn't walk anybody. I think that was what maybe was more impressive to me, is that he didn't give up any free tickets to Maryland's really good offense. But, you know, when you come to the ballpark on a Sunday and the winner is going to win the series, you got to have a guy that's kind of tough. And Shea is certainly one of those kids that can stand up and fight his way through a ball game. And he was outstanding, just in total control in that game. And, you know, it helps when your offense gets out and puts a big number on the board early in the game, and his mates did that in that second inning and really, I think, settled him into the game.
Second half of the season seems to be a little heavier with the top of the Big Ten standing, so I think this will be a real challenging second half of this Big Ten schedule. What do you make of it and the conference as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, the conference has kind of developed a reputation of being about a 4-5 bid league. I think that's probably going to be the case when we wrap this thing up in late May, and there are some really big series toward the end of the season. Obviously, the last one with Michigan. Right now, the Wolverines are right on the heels of the Huskers. That'll be the final three games of the regular season. Fortunately, those games are in Lincoln. That should be an advantage for Nebraska. The week before that, Nebraska goes to Bloomington, Indiana for one of those pods, which is a new term for all of us this year in Big Ten baseball, where more than one of the teams shows up at a site, and they're going to play two games against Ohio State, who's having a great year, and a couple games against Indiana as well, that's having a great year. So, yeah, there's going to be some really challenging matchups toward the end of the season. You hope that, you know, you keep taking care of business between now and then so that those weekends are as big as they seem to be right now. You hope that they're every bit as big then.
I got to imagine the voice of the Huskers, though, is really enjoying this season. I mean, with such a weird year in sports in general. Boy, it's fun to wrap up what we kind of consider the end, last sport here of the season in baseball to really go out with a bang.
Sure is. It has. It's been certainly an odd 2020/21 school year. You go back to the fall where you had football games being played in giant stadiums with nobody in there and how bizarre that was. And then a college basketball season, at least in Lincoln, that got halted for nearly a month because of COVID issues with Fred Hoiberg's team, to finally have a season that's cooking right along. And Tanner, I'll tell you, the ability for the last couple of weekends at home anyway to have fans in the ballpark has made a huge difference. And they can't go full capacity, but 50% capacity. You get those great Husker fans out there cheering on the team. That brings it back to why college sports is so much fun, and particularly Husker sports, when you know, Nebraska's great fan base can get out and support a team. It's really kind of made us feel like we're kind of getting back toward normal.
Huskers travel to Penn State. We'll have all three games this weekend on KODY. Let's flip to football. Obviously, seven practices in the spring practice. Here, such a late spring practice, obviously, all leading up to the red-white scrimmage May 1. A scrimmage this past Friday that we got some, obviously the marquee position always is quarterback, and it sounds like Adrian Martinez has changed a little bit from last year in that he's got a little more speed.
Slimmed down a little bit. I really think he's kind of taken off some weight a little bit. And, you know, I think Nebraska, going back to Adrian had such a good freshman year where he made so many plays. And I think the feeling was we got to bulk him up a little bit to make him more durable because he's going to get hit. And if you're a little bit bigger, a little bit larger, you can absorb some of those hits a little bit more. And I think it slowed him down. So I think they kind of went back and said, all right, let's try this again. Let's get him really fit. And I think it shows. He's got a little bit more step, quickness to his step. He's got a little bit more giddy up as he gets the ball into the edge. And, you know, we've seen Adrian run very effectively in his college career, and I think he's going to be even better at that. But I'm really fascinated by what's going on behind Adrian. I think it's pretty certain that he will be the starting quarterback in the fall. But what about the backups? Is it going to be Logan Smothers? Is it going to be Heinrich Harburg, the young man from the Kearney area who's doing some great things as a true freshman? What's that look like? Matt Masker, who's a Kearney product, who's a walk-on to the program. His name keeps getting mentioned by Mario Verduzco or Scott Frost. So it sounds like they had good scrimmages, as they got mentioned by the head coach on Monday, of all doing some really good things. So that fires me up to hear that those guys are making progress, because as we all know, it's tough to play all 12 games as a quarterback in this league, as physical as it is, and what Nebraska asks their quarterbacks to do. So you better have a little bit of depth at that spot.
Love to have, obviously, a running game that can also take some of the heat off of the quarterback position. Kind of been a hodgepodge a bit, and not much. We don't know a whole lot going into that May 1st red-white spring game. What do you make for the guys behind the quarterback?
Yeah, Tanner, that to me is the most – that's the position I've been the most attentive to over the last couple of weeks, and can't wait to see some results from the open scrimmage this Saturday and then the May 1st spring game. What does that look like? I was really the tough blow and marquee step. The USC transfer is now we've been told he's out for the rest of the spring with a foot problem. That's too bad, because I really wanted to see him learn this offense and grab a hold of the number one spot at the running back position. But with him not being able to go, it gives other guys a chance to carry the football a little bit more. And they've really been thrilled with Gabe Irvin, a guy from the state of Georgia who won a state championship last fall, enrolled early at Nebraska. He seems to be doing some really good things for this team. And then we heard the name Jacquez Yant, a walk-on from the state of Florida, who's popped on the radar. Yant was a three-star athlete coming out of Florida, didn't like the offers that he got. He went to the same high school as defensive backs coach Travis Fisher, and he convinced Yant to come give it a try at Nebraska as a walk-on. And we heard Scott Frost on Monday say, if he keeps doing what he's doing in practices, he won't be a walk-on very long. So I'm anxious to see him as well. But, I mean, that's a position of great interest to me because of a lot of unknowns in that spot.
Certainly, I'll hopefully learn more in the coming weeks. And speaking in the coming weeks, we're about 16 days away from the NFL draft. I know it's not going to be a real heavy Husker NFL draft, but what can you predict in something like that?
Well, I think the common thought is that Brendan Hymus, the offensive lineman who's been was a 4-year starter for Nebraska, first at the right tackle position and then the last couple of years at left tackle, will be the first Husker taken in the draft. So I think he will bust his way into that. DiCaprio Boodle put up an unbelievable 40-yard dash time in the pro day in Lincoln back in March. He's got a chance, I think, to get drafted maybe in the late rounds, if not certainly a free agent addition to somebody's camp over the summer. But I would expect Hymus to definitely go for Nebraska, maybe even as high as the third round, probably maybe fourth round for him. But we love getting those guys into the National Football League. But those will be the two that jump out at me the most as guys that have a great chance of being drafted. Jack Stoll's name is in there. Matt Farniak's name is in there. I don't know that they're draftable guys, but we'll see. But certainly Hymus, I think, will be the headline group for Nebraska.
Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, with us here. It's a fun time to be a Husker fan. Husker baseball right now on top of the Big Ten. And spring practice is rolling along as we get ready for the May 1st spring game. Enjoy that. Enjoy the coming weeks with baseball and being out in Pennsylvania coming up this weekend. What's the weather look like in University Park this weekend?
I think it's going to be okay. I think, you know, a little cooler on Friday, but, you know, kind of cloudy. Maybe a little bit of sprinkles on Sunday, but we should be okay to do that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't throw in, hey, how about that Husker bowling team with another national championship over the weekend? You used the word rolling along. That's a perfect term for bowling. That was a cool moment for Nebraska to see that. And you got Husker volleyball about ready to jump into the NCAA tournament this week. So it's a pretty good time right now to be a Husker.
Amen to that. All right, Greg Sharp, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend out in Penn State.
I enjoyed it, Tanner. Thank you.